Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out podcast episode 64.
Yay!
Terrell's not here, so I get to play director.
Fuck him being a good dad. Yeah. Piece of shit.
Take him to a fucking Chiefs game.
Yeah, just go see a fucking hockey game. Fucking loser.
Or shit.
Being
a
good dad.
A fucking hockey game.
Yeah.
I want him to be my dad. Go see fucking hockey.
Right.
Dick.
You want to go sit on his lap?
I totally would.
Would give me free hockey?
Yes.
Oh, then yeah. That's
how we get the two of them in. Yeah. They have one seat.
Yeah, let's be real. Free hockey. Like,
say Granny got them one ticket because Atticus, well, sits in his lap.
And he gets to see fucking hockey.
And yeah, happy world for Atticus.
Snuggle up to that amazing beard of his.
Right? Yeah. Atticus actually just grabs a hold of it and rips it out.
Fuck yeah, he does.
Me love
just beard. Like his microphone.
Yeah, yeah, his microphone was growing a beard. I had to give it a trim.
We don't really cover any one thing. This is
we kind of roll through TV shows, some movies,
general
a little bit
like
of Cthulhu.
Things.
Yeah,
welcome
what's
to H.P. Lovecraft,
The Great Dark Lord,
The Great Dark.
Yeah,
a little bit of facial
child
hair
interruptions.
Yeah, a few child interruptions. Yeah.
Popsicles.
Parenting of the year right here. Yeah. Left them upstairs.
Yeah, but they didn't burn it down, so that means you're being good parents.
Yeah, there's two of them, and they had popsicles.
Yep,
they Life's know good. Their morals.
Yep, they're good.
Yep.
If they can light a fire with popsicles, they deserve.
They deserve that.
Fire.
Yeah, no. At that point, you can't even be mad. We're just gonna go. That'll do, pig.
High five, midget.
Yeah. You get to learn about a lot of shows that we all like that we're getting into. You might even, if you have recommendations, we would fucking love to hear from any of you.
Anybody.
It shows
anybody.
That it's listened to.
Just
one person.
We just want somebody.
I will send you a little bust. Oh, I don't want to send that one.
We don't. Have stuff.
We have stuff.
You
a
could
lot
get
of,
an ugly sweater Christmas card
of
the whole podcast.
Of the whole podcast.
Including Kathy and I.
Right?
Like, everyone would be in it. So no matter what, you have
kids.
To be in there.
Yeah.
Under our ugly sweater Christmas.
Well,
You're
not leaving us
James
forever.
Bob one before then, so it's good.
You're not leaving us forever. You'll be back.
But we will give you something. Just anything.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers, I know, answer my questions on the fucking face space when I'm rambling every fucking night.
So hit us up
one
on
the fucking podcast. Yeah.
Just one.
Just one.
We need
tonight,
one.
Tonight, Tabitha even posted pictures on the
there
Facebook.
We go. See?
Boom, bam. So,
there you go.
Yeah. Like, I don't like that I post more on mine, and it could be the same thing on the fucking podcast one, and I get more responses and likes on the Facebook for myself, not the podcast.
Right?
Genuinely bothers me. I give zero fucks about myself. I will whore the fuck out of this podcast. I use our Twitter all the time for
yes,
a reason.
You do. Yeah,
we're on the tweets, the twits,
whatever they call it.
Whatever.
I constantly remind Mr. Donald
the
just
drunk
grab by
fuck
tweets.
Himself.
Just grab
I'm
by
all over
tweets.
The Instagram.
Yeah. Tap says all over the Facebook.
Yeah,
we got the Facebook.
And I remind Trump
we
to
got
go
an email.
Fuck himself frequently,
which is definitely okay.
Yeah.
So please hit us up.
Hit us
we
up.
Will send you a box of awesome.
You don't even
comic
have to do
stuff.
Anything. You
Nothing.
Go,
just say
hey. I hit you up. Does this count?
Give me free shit.
We will get. Yeah, give me free shit. You get free shit.
Free shit.
That's how awesome we are. Name one podcast that will do that. Can't because they're not awesome.
Yep.
Boom.
Right.
Just one.
On that wonderful note. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
There
I want to go set your unibrow for like maybe 2 to 3
do
days.
Do you actually
like,
shave your unibrow?
Well,
I do.
Well, weirdly, it used to grow in really full, like it was really dark at first.
Okay.
And so because of it, it was really noticeable when it was really starting to grow.
Okay.
Like early 20s, it was like it would grow in. So I would trim it.
Yeah.
Weirdly, either the hair's gotten lighter or there's been just fewer follicles that like want to grow at all. So. Now I just don't worry about it, and then I'm like, oh, I should probably do that, but it's like months, where before it would be any
like
time I shaved,
a year.
Yeah, I would have to go through and do it, because it would it would be like...
Are you writing unibrow?
But you totally
down,
shave your... do you shave writing, yours?
I'm writing facial hair care.
I do mine.
Do you shave your unibrow?
I do, yeah.
Hey, I pluck mine and I look at Drew all the time. I'm like, you have a unibrow. And he's like, no. I'm like, just pluck it out. No.
See, like, when
nothing.
I, okay,
he
so,
won't take care of it.
My eyebrows are perfect.
Yeah.
All the time. All the time.
Any work towards that?
Nope.
I just I just have the few, but it's like once or twice a year, I'm like, oh, I should probably do something about that, is what mine comes down to.
I got the weird one that like grows all.
Yeah, hair. Like mine, the one that I get, I have like three back hairs that grow seven times faster.
You don't
want to
even see my fucking back, dude. No, I'm fucking like Chewbacca.
You're not Justin. It's okay. I would take that over, like, I get this one that just grows. It is like its own thing, and it's like, sup? And I'm like, I just trimmed you yesterday. And he goes, and? It is huge. It'll grow like a good 2 inches.
What the fuck? Do you shave it or do you pluck it?
Both. I've tried both, and it just immediately is like, okay, I'm back now. Within the same time I've shaved.
So I have a chin hair that does the same thing, and I don't know that it's there until it's like this long.
Yeah, no, and it's insane, right? Yeah, but it's
and
always...
And I was like, where the fuck do you come from, asshole?
Yeah.
And then I play with it. Like, if I'm at work, I'm like, oh, look, it's there.
You could be like pretending to be like a Chinese,
just,
like, fucking...
It's just
like
hanging out.
Fu Manchu.
Like, hey,
yeah.
What's up,
or you're
chin
like, enter Ming, and you're like, yes, Flash Gordon.
Wakes on. Wakes off.
Yeah.
No, I'm so stereotypical with that shit.
Mine just, it's like two, three hairs, one on each shoulder, and then I think there's like two on the left.
At least
and
you it have just, it on two shoulders.
Yeah.
Not just
it
one.
Just, it's so weird, and I'll go to trim it, and then I get one on this forearm that grows, it doesn't grow out. It
you mean
just
your
grows
left forearm,
because
it's a podcast,
yeah, yeah, my left forearm, but it like goes in between.
I was gonna call you
Justin,
I'm so sorry.
That's so terrible. But it goes in between all the other hairs, like it grows against the skin, like a snake. And I'll sit there, and I'll be just hanging out, and I'm like, what the hell? And then I'll go, and I'll pull, I'm like, that's fucking gross! Nowhere else. If all of that energy here, and on my back, went here, I could pull off such sexy mutt chops. Can't.
But see, the thing
look
is,
like it, I'm 16. If I shave all of it, and this starts to grow, I look 16 here, and like an adult here. It's fucking insane.
I have to totally disagree with you.
I can't pull it off.
I think you're 60, man. Period.
I can't.
And, sorry, no homo, no. But, you know.
Well, I'll take it. I feel like on the scale of attractiveness, I'm like an ugly Will Smith. Like, that's real. Like, because Will Smith, in my mind, is
but
just
see,
so
But see, you don't
handsome.
Have the ears, and the ears, to me, like, that would do
see,
it for me. Like,
you would say that, but when I have a piercing in my left ear... They go shaboom. I am like full on glider mode. Yeah, you could throw me out of a plane and I could glide down. They stand out. They just pop. Throw a piercing into my ears, pop. It's so fucking
weird. Did you ever have a gauge in your ears? Like
no? I couldn't gauge. No.
Not like mine? Like,
no.
You know.
I think
you would look really good with a gauge.
I did. I had the normal traditional, I'm a black guy, so I have a diamond in my ear. That's in quotes because I'm in Spokane and poor as fuck. So it's not a real
Spokane,
thing.
Bitch.
Yeah. But I think we're the code. Size below yours is the largest I ever went.
So you went to an 8?
Yeah.
Or no, a 10. Because I'm 8 now.
Because yours are 8. Yeah. So mine was a 10. That's the most I'd ever let it get. It was just the one.
Yeah.
And then I had the labret in my lip. And
I remember that.
I had this awesome.
It was a
child.
Fucking cool spike.
Yeah, it was so fucking dope. I was right? Really sweet. And I'd play with it and I loved it. I still like I miss it. And the hole's there. If this is trimmed up,
dude,
the
you
hole
need a pussy
I can totally
put, fucking mess it all
oh,
up.
It's all in there. But no, God, but now Kale, like, when he was a baby, was like, what's that?
Oh no.
And pulled. And that was I was like, I'm putting it back in. And my lip was all swollen and shit for days.
You
and
know,
so
Kale's all grown up, and anything shiny, you won't grab anymore,
but then,
right?
I'm also, like, I'm 30, and I gotta half pretend to be an adult, so.
No, you don't.
I said half pretend.
We read comics, Chris, for a living.
That's the half that's not the adult. The half that's the adult is the non-piercing. And
I hate it when you make sense.
That's right. Where I don't adult is that. But where I adult, I'm like,
I
if I
get
put it
piercing.
In. Well, and if I had maintained it the whole time, it would be different. But putting it in now is like, what, weird midlife crisis and I'm 30? You know? Like, I'm the only guy comfortable having gray hairs and going bald. Like, I'm so excited for all of them. Like, I'm going to look so fucking sexy. Like, I can't wait.
Fucking Luke Cage, that
bitch. Oh, my God. That's what I can't wait. When I shave this
dude,
thing
seriously.
Smooth. Oh,
I almost grew a vagina watching Luke
right?
Cage.
Right? If he assaulted you, you would be like, all
yes,
right.
Please. Thank
like,
you.
Like, you'd get over it. Have you watched Luke Cage
that
yet?
Fucking chocolate yumminess.
Oh,
oh, my God.
He is. Oh, he's so handsome. It makes you feel self-conscious. You watch him, and you're like, well, I'm a lazy piece of shit.
Yep.
Like, and you see him without a shirt, and you're like, I work out.
And he's bulletproof.
And I'll be real. It's like any time where when women get upset, they're like, this isn't a realistic display of beauty. This is not the average woman. And guys are like, but boobs me like boobs. Why you have problem boobs? Looking at Luke Cage is the guy equivalent. Like, I get it, where yeah. it's like, that isn't a realistic form of beauty because I'll never achieve that. I can't look as good as Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Check out Luke Cage. You'll be like, oh my God. He's handsome as shit. That's real.
To look at Luke Cage like that and to have that story and
oh, yeah. everything. And he's like, just great. I mean, oh my God.
Granted, you should watch it on the appearance of that Mr. Chocolate Love kind of thing, but this story and how they do it. I mean, it's Marvel. I mean, they did Jessica Jones and Daredevil
and they're all those great things.
Yeah, they're so good. They're killing it. Actually, have you been... Did you watch the season premiere of Arrow, number 5?
No.
It's getting better.
How?
It's just Oliver. And they're introducing Mad Dog.
I know that they were doing that.
Because
they're bringing in more vigilantes.
It's no more love story between him and Overwatch, and it's just like, thank you.
Did they really give Felicity a code name of Overwatch?
Yeah.
Because Oracle and needing a...
Well, they said Oracle at first, but they said it was already taken. I was like, okay, that's funny. That's cute. But, okay, I loved the first two seasons of Arrow. They were actually pretty decent. Like, it wasn't great.
So you were giving it its first two season mulligan?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I had to fight my way through 3 and 4.
Are you looking at Luke Cage?
Trying to figure out who I need to look. What am
so,
I?
Season 3 and 4 of Arrow just look are up completely Luke Cage stupid because they introduced Ra's al Ghul and fucking just
they were dope.
And I'm like, stupid.
I watched like 2 or 3 episodes because I watched the Flash tie-in.
Yeah.
And then when they introduced Red Arrow, when he was like, I'm Red Arrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Roy.
And then...
Or was it Speedy?
No. It was, well, when he's Red Arrow, like, because you see him doing the transition from Red Arrow to Arsenal thing.
Yeah, and then he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, right up into that, and then when they do the crossover on both sides, that was it. Because I just, I can't.
Rewatch it, because, I mean, the CW app, you have it for free.
Yeah.
Which, I've been doing that. I've been working out Monday through, or actually every day, because... Me and Chris made a pact. If we don't work out that day, we owe $1 to the Bat Pig. And so for the whole month of October, so I've only like did $1. No, actually two. Sorry, $2. But I've worked out every day for at least 20 minutes per day to start getting this into Luke Cage and shit.
He makes you feel self-conscious.
But no,
for real.
Seriously, no.
Like even I want to be like, I could probably get into shape. Not Luke Cage good, but.
No, close to that.
But, I can get into real world Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
But no.
Have you found him yet, Kathy?
Well, there's...
Yeah, you have, but it's not shirtless.
Okay, so how...
Sorry. There's literally no shirtless
I love how you almost feel sad about that. You're like, it's sad because he needs
to
be shirtless.
No, because Luke Cage, there's Luke half Cage of him as appearance, but the way he acts and the way he is sincere... And cute and sweet. I'm just like...
Right, like he's a teddy bear.
I want him in my ass.
Like, I think what I loved about the show as a whole was that he wasn't... Where Daredevil is essentially a blind Batman in terms of a character type.
No.
Jessica Jones is a fantastic show. She was a fantastic character. But it was different. It was... So there's no real, like, correlation to make.
Yeah.
But Luke Cage is like... I don't know, because he's crazy strong and vulnerable, well, semi-invulnerable, and all these things, but the show wasn't about the power, it was about him.
Yeah.
But I think at the
same
time...
Making a difference within himself.
Yeah. And then the world around him.
Always move forward.
Yeah, which was so fun. The last time you see it, you're just like... right? Because it's so fucking real. It's so good.
Yeah.
But I like that it was about him, not, I'm going to watch him kick ass. Like, he did a lot.
No, he does.
But when he does it, it's him just going flail about. Like, his ability to fight is so terrible.
I like
but
his
he's
flick.
A boxer. But,
I like his
he flicks this dude. This dude's talking shit. And he goes, stop. And just pop. And the dude crumples. That was better than
so
his
great.
Whole hallway fight. Because all of them have a hallway fight.
Yeah.
But him just going... pop to this dude and he just goes and like you know he shit himself like it was that quick and such a shock to the body he shit himself right there
so great
it was so good y'all need to fucking watch that Luke Cage shit
so
for
good.
Real
okay.
you'll watch it and you'll feel self-conscious you'll be like I want to get me a body like Luke Cage I'm like fuck
I don't have to watch
Luke
Cage
doesn't have boobs so no I don't want a body
no,
like
he
Luke
has
Cage.
beautiful, solid
man
pecs.
I like my own boobs.
But he's got solid man pecs. They're handsome man pecs. Telling ya.
All right.
Boobies.
Okay,
well,
so
I'm not
going to.
I love boobs. Don't get me wrong.
Think of Jacob's beautiful, lovely ass. All right. go on the chest.
But tighten it all up.
And tighten
like,
it up.
You're going to watch it.
Like,
no,
look,
you're going to watch
easy
it.
Easy access
sit there and go, okay,
right in front
so
of
I
him.
Know I said I love boobs, but if you get that body of Luke Cage, it's on, fool. You're going to say it. You're going to see it. And you're going to be like, fuck. Watch. You got the Netflix. It's episode 1 or 2 with Misty Knight. Because that's when you see him shirtless.
Oh.
Because they do the whole quasi-sex scene.
You know, I binge-watched that thing, so I'm probably going to say 2.
Yeah. It was like episode 1, 2.
Because 1 was more with his pop. Like
it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So episode 2, you see him without it, and you're just like, fuck, he's so handsome.
Yeah.
So handsome. Yeah.
I think we should take a break for them.
Because
like,
they're
really
wanting to
develop,
see this handsome Luke Cage.
I'm trying to figure out what else he's from.
He's done a.
Well, I am not going back on IMDb. I just went on IMDb to figure out.
He was. He worked for Entertainment Weekly as a writer, and then he's done.
Wait, he was a writer?
And then he did Jessica Jones. He used to work with Mark Bernardi.
Yeah,
I found that out.
It shows a lot
of
people
Fat
who
Man.
Like
no
should have been Luke Cage or whatever.
I listened to the new Fat Man, and I didn't hear that.
Were they talking about the Luke Cage?
Yeah.
He talks about it. That's who he's talking about when he says that he would meet him at other junkets, and his wife was a producer for the Marvel shows.
That's
yeah,
so awesome.
That's how we got Luke Cage for
I
Jessica
really
Jones.
I hope they have him as a guest.
Right? Oh, so good.
His voice.
Oh, God. Mm. He's fucking... He is like the badass version of the Old Spice black guy. That's what he is. He's like where the Old Spice... So, he's a mix of Terry Crews and the Old Spice black
Terry
guy.
Terry Crews came up as soon as he said Old Spice black guy.
Yeah. See, where
Thank
you see,
Google.
See, when you see...
Terry Crews is
when you
so
see
great,
Terry
too.
Terry Crews and then the slim black guy... Mesh them together, Luke Cage.
Okay.
That's what it is. I'm telling you're going to see it.
Now,
you're
okay, Kathy,
like,
right. Are you into black guys?
If you say no, you're racist.
Into black
you're gonna
guys?
Be racist. No matter what
see,
you
like,
say,
I,
you're racist.
Okay. But see, I'm going to be really racist here. Sorry, Chris.
What the fuck?
I know. You don't care. But see, I don't believe I get turned on when I see a African-American woman. Does that happen for you?
Oh.
Do you like the bald, sexy, chocolate?
Black guys
yumminess?
Have hair, yo. Like, we can have hair. We
I'm
have dreads.
Good job stereotyping
afros.
There. You know,
right?
I'm just thinking
so
about
Boys to Men.
I'm just thinking of Luke Cage right now.
But have you not seen, like, Boys to Men, Will Smith,
see,
Kid
I don't think, like, black men with their black hair, they don't look as sexy.
I would disagree, because dreadlocks are handsome as shit.
Yeah.
It actually makes me think of you just don't shower and you need to take care of that
shit. No, dreads are dope as shit. I love dreads. Like, dreads and braids. Like, I love them on other people. I do not. And on a scale of personal effort,
okay,
I am a 0.0001 because I shave my own head on a scale of 5. And 5 is just having hair, where 12 is an afro and 15 is dreads.
Because they're
like,
a lot of work.
That's so much work that I tried. Yeah. There was that whole, like, a year. I let it grow. I had a full fucking fro.
Yeah.
It was savage as shit. It was a lot more work to be lazy with a fro. Because I have my weird OCD issues. So I have to pick it out constantly to make sure there's no flat spots. So you would see me sitting here going like this and go, nope, it's not there. Nope,
yeah, and he'd pick his hair all the goddamn time.
All the time. I would have to. And then I'm like, but if I get rid of all of it, then it's not a problem. And that's
you
what
get
I do.
More things to attend to.
Yeah, that's right. Really what it comes down to.
Yeah. But as far as my attractiveness to black guys, sure, whatever. No,
you're
seriously.
You're married to a guy named Darrell. Like,
yeah, I'm married to a guy named Darrell, which
so like
I told people
black.
I'm dating a guy named Darrell. They're like, is he black? I'm like, no, he's a white boy.
Who is the whitest guy on the planet?
The whitest guy on the planet.
Like, so seriously.
If you looked up white guy in a dictionary.
You'd find Jarrell.
On Urban Dictionary, you would see Jarrell going, huh? In Urban
and
Dictionary.
And that would be Jarrell.
Yeah.
Because he's very much that white guy.
He is that white
but
guy.
But no, I find very lots of other races attractive. It doesn't matter. They're a good looking guy.
Like,
they're a good looking guy.
I don't
care what color their skin
women
is.
Are beautiful. That's I have
Period.
No preference.
Yeah.
Mine is like if you're
right?
hot, you're hot.
Did
like,
you see that picture of the black girl I post? She's amazing. She is dark as wall.
Oh,
like,
the one with the
dark
ice
as night.
Blue eyes?
And you should have seen Atticus just get all googly eye at her, and I'm like, she's gorgeous.
This girl, like, she's like Luke Cage level dark, but
she's black
eyes.
Black as the wall. Just
black, boom. Ice blue eyes, where you're like,
but her eyes just. Yeah.
Do I know her from anything?
No,
or
I
think she's a model now. Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
a runway model.
Yeah. But no, when you see those eyes, you're like, so nuclear holocaust for you? Yes, maybe.
Yes.
Like you that would.
But like, if you go through, flip through her pictures, she's.
Yeah.
She is, though. Like,
it's terrifyingly
put her next to
stunning.
To other African American girl, and she is she's black.
Put them all yeah.
She is dark.
Well, it's just like,
she's amazing,
tone,
though.
She is full on, like, the level of black is, it's just like a beautiful mix of just dark and ice blue
yes.
eyes. Like, the combination is unreal.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's when amazing. You see that redhead, where you're like, oh wow, holy shit, like they're so redhead, but then like their eyes are a complete contrast.
Yeah.
And you're like, can I have one? I want one of those. It's like that. Like, it's a complete opposite of its extremes on
the
a
most
scale.
Rarest
yeah.
genes.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
It,
yeah.
her genetics of her skin tone are so rare.
Yeah.
And her having blue eyes is so rare that internally you're just like,
it's all recessive genes.
That, yeah. It's, she's so recessive. You're like, that needs to make more. So that's no longer recessive.
Yeah.
Like, when you see the, what's the average human being going to look like in 2050? Right,
it's brown eyes and brute,
and it's like a hair, it's right? like an olive toned skin,
yeah,
and like blue greenish eyes. Like the blue comes back as almost a dominant because of hazel, so it's like a hazel blue, like a light hazel look. And you're like, I see nothing wrong with women of the future. Like, if that's gonna be the average look, I'm like, well, fuck, I'm gonna be old by then, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be sad. That's going to make my insides all not happy.
I found her.
So, like, once upon a time when I was, like, 10, I always told my mom I was going to marry a black guy so I could have cute little biracial babies.
Oh, right?
Fucking adorable.
Because they're adorable
but
as shit.
But you marry Harry Potter. You're going to be just fucking fine.
I married fucking Harry Potter, the whitest fucking kid I knew. And they said, now,
but here, I'll show
my
you.
Work husband, totally black.
Hey.
I'm like, I made up
so
for
much.
It.
Okay, sorry. I'm looking at that picture. I could do so much with that hair.
Right, your brain is just like, but you'd almost find her intimidating,
she's so
right?
Gorgeous.
You'd find her intimidating in the best of ways, where you would be like, I could talk to her, but you're like, I don't know. Am I allowed to talk to you?
Yeah.
Can I, like, even as me, as a human being, I'm like, are you approachable?
I'm just like, a mere human. You're an angel.
Yeah, no, exactly. You're like,
make mistakes.
If you need to walk on
you
me,
don't. You
if
have
you need
wings.
To walk on me, I'll just lay in the puddle. Like, I'll just lay in the puddle. I mean, I know you could just walk around the puddle, but I'll lay down in the puddle, because my bad. Like, you apologize. Like, your existence is an inconvenience,
all
right? Right?
I'm going to do this to you, Chris.
We do a good job, I know.
It's your old ex-girlfriend.
I wish.
No, dude. She kind of reminds me of that.
Not even. No.
Naomi? Like, yeah.
Oh, for Naomi?
Yeah.
Smile. 100% the smile.
It's that smile, I think.
Yeah.
It's the
full cheek.
She has that
smile
beautiful
and
long
that,
hair.
I wish my hair could look that fucking sexy.
Right.
That's like
so
glow sexy.
Why don't you explain something to me? Why did you end it with her?
With Naomi?
Yeah, because you just said it was mutual.
Yeah.
No, it was. It was with...
You need to delve in
so
deeper.
She lives and works in OMAC, right? And she works...
I'm still dating her.
She works in a hospital and she works at her church. She works like 6 days a week, 12-hour days between the two jobs. And then her days off were completely opposite of mine. So at the time, I would have random days off because I was training. Like,
well, with the new
Dr. Doing,
Pepper drop.
No, that's with Dr.
That was with
Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
But I was at
Pepper.
Joe's, it worked because I was in control of my schedule.
Yeah.
So I could set it up to where I wouldn't get 2 days off, but she could stay for the 2 days because I would open... And by the time she got into town, I was off work.
Yeah.
And then when she would need to go back, it would be a 2 days time later, and I would be closing that next night.
Okay.
So we would get 2 days to hang out every week or every other week.
Yeah.
With Dr. Pepper, though, she'd gotten a raise in promotion to so she had to work later hours. So instead of doing a 9-to-5, she got put on salary but had to do 60 hours at least.
Damn.
And then she's also doing the church job. And she had 1 day off a week.
So that's like 80 hours a week?
Easy.
Yeah.
Like, easy. So, like, just not last week, but the week before, because we still talk and everything, but, like, the week before, she did 117 hours.
That's not okay.
Like, no, but
that is,
but
definitely not okay.
She's saving money so her and Sayla can, like, move out. She's trying to get a new car and a new place, and that's just the type of person she is. She will just grind.
She wants that hard. Security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she likes having totally that. Understandable. So it works, but the problem was is that at the time when we were dating after I had switched jobs, I was training, so I'm trying to do the job. I'm trying to do well. I'm physically trying to get adjusted to doing it.
Yeah.
And the way she wants to be able to do is she wants to have the financial security that she could almost travel and work. She wants to kind of Partridge Family it and have a minivan and kind of odd job it within a realm of jobs.
That's
kind and
of
just
sweet.
Explore the country as a life. And that's and that's great. But I don't have a job nor a life that I can support her in that
that's
physically.
Actually like one and of those so, most ambitious things you can do for a person.
Oh yeah.
And so that's what she wants, and so it was kind of a conflicting thing where it's like our goals were so opposite at the same time. We're like I'm good, like I need stability where she needs to have a flow. She
fluid.
Needs to, she, it needs to be a fluid life for her. So with her jobs, that's what she does.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it. It was no negative thing, but it got to a point where I was working 70 hours a week myself and I'm just trying to do my job, and she'd hit me up and she's like, well, hey, when are you going to be done? I'd like to talk to you, you know, so we can BS. I'm like, I still have two stores and it's 4 p.m. Like, I need to get this job done. I don't have time. I'm trying to work. And then when she would come through, like, I think it was the first month and a half, I was doing Dr. Pepper and we were still together, and she would come through and I would just be exhausted. And she's a night owl because she would work at night. Where I'm, especially then, I'm trying to get adjusted to it. I'm asleep by 9 o'clock, whether I want to be or not.
Yeah, because you wake up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
and shit.
Yeah. So our schedules were so opposite on that scale that it just, we didn't get to really see each other. I would have to fight to stay awake. Yeah. And then when I would be up and active, that's when she's trying to sleep because she stays up so late. So it was like, let's just not make this a negative thing. There didn't need to be any drama, any dumb, pointless BS. It was like, we're good. Yeah. Like, I want you to do well. You want me to do well. Let's call it good and leave it at that. Yeah. And it was that simple. Like, it sucks. Yeah. But it was probably on a scale of breaking up with people in the book of breakups in anyone's life, probably the third easiest breakup anyone has ever had in history.
The third?
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure there's people been like, it's not really a thing. No. All right. And left it. Okay. That's the only way it would be somehow better.
Yeah.
And then one that would be like,
yeah, pretty much. Like, I've had that.
I mean, you had Angela for, you know.
Yeah, but that was bitch. Like all of every breakup I've ever had has
Steve
always
Buscemi on our fucking rocket. I had the first freaking class in the weight.
It was everything I've had has been crazy prior. So having a normal relationship and then ending it like two mature adults was really weird and alien for me. I'm just like, so like,
but it's kind of good.
We're
in
good.
A way.
Yeah, like, and like, and she brought it up because she's like, I don't want us to hate each other. There's no reason for it.
Yeah.
So let's just
now. Does she still listen to the cast?
I don't know. Like, we get like 12 to 15 each episode, bare minimum. Okay. So she might.
Yeah.
So I know she still uses my Hulu. So, like, everybody does.
No,
like, my Netflix and Hulu are just whores because they're like, you're not allowed to do that anymore. I'm like, everyone
Jacob,
have it.
We don't need to buy Hulu because we can just use
Chris's. Yeah, just use mine. Like, not even, I have not even close to a problem. Until they say you have to limit the amount of accounts. Go for it.
Yeah.
I have like 11 on there right now. I know that I have it and my phone has it and the PS3 in my room has it, other than like the one in the PS4. That other than that, I have no fucking clue. I know other people have it. So
I
think we
Hulu.
Have it.
It was about a month ago and been watching Workaholics, the new South Park.
Watch Son of Zorn.
See, so, I don't know.
Give
okay,
it a
give it a
chance.
I had to give it a chance.
Even
and
it's that ever,
is
no,
what
the,
it
no,
is.
The pilot, you're like, okay, I get it. And then you do episode 2, and you're like, all right. But you hit the end of episode 3, and you're just like, this is fucking funny. Because he's trying to adjust in the real world so he could be a better dad. And he works in a soap dispenser for businesses, like they try to sell soap containers to businesses. Like the word, it's like doing Dunder Mifflin. It's that shitty of a job. And there's a guy across, like in the building they share with like a sports drink company, and they steal their hot sauce. So he goes, let the battle be joined, and goes on this whole beautiful monologue about wanting to battle this guy who stole their hot sauce, and he's like climbing through the air duct, and he's like, man, something's chafing, something's dragging, and you see his sword from their perspective just cutting across, and he just does this whole beautiful thing, and you're like, it is everything we talk about. It's a show if we had all made a show. Wholeheartedly, right. If we made a show, Son of Zorn would be our show. We're like, we don't want to do a cartoon, but we don't want to do the real world. Well, what if people in the 80s, or the 60s, 70s, and 80s cartoons so had to like, be in the real world?
Like He-Man versus like Alf or something?
No, it's Thundar the Barbarian, the Hanna-Barbera one with the gleep and gloop. The It's Thundar. It's done in the Thundar style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's him in a workplace, life place comedy. His wife, Allegulon is his son's name.
Allegulon.
Yeah. His mom has Zorn tattooed. Well, she has Z on one cheek and RN on the other one. Zorn.
Her asshole is zero.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And those are the jokes. Spread. And she's with, and so she lives with, he used to be on SNL.
I don't know.
Tracy Morgan.
Black guy.
The other black guy that's not Tracy Morgan on SNL.
Is it the ladies man?
Yes.
Ladies man. Michael Phelps.
But
Michael Phelps.
The whitest guy.
Fuck, what's his
but
name?
But that guy, the ladies man.
Yeah.
He plays him. Yeah. He plays online teacher. Like, he does online college.
Okay.
And he's like, so Zorn's like, so what do you guys do for fun? And he's like, we ride bikes together. We go out and we ride bikes. And I go on angry rides sometimes. He goes, you know what we used to do? We used to go out to mountains and have tantric sex for months. But hey, you guys go have fun on your bikes.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
You need to watch it. I did not want to watch it, but I watched the first episode.
Get through the pilot. The pilot's funny.
Okay. Yeah, we watched the pilot.
Two and three. Three is gold. Okay. Three is just
That's my limit. Because when I first watch a season, I'm like, okay, one is okay. You know, if it's
three,
terrible,
they better have the ropes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Three episodes in, they have to have me hooked. They have to have me centered. Everything.
Yeah.
So three.
No,
will
give
do.
It to
okay.
three, and you're just. It's so. Okay. It's not even dumb. It's clever. Like I'm not. There's a
because it looks dumb.
But it's like I'm trying to think of this type of clever, because it's not so much that it's smart. It's not like a.
It's witty.
It's witty
or punny.
But it's puns, but it's. Nostalgia funny without being overtly nostalgia kick.
Okay. Yes.
Like, it's playing on the nostalgia. We're like, oh, He-Man
it's
reference.
Not, it's not cocaine in two nostrils. It's okay
it's the one.
In one.
So you know how Lion-O has with his sword, he can do the all sight thing. So he can be like, he can have the sight and see a thing. Zorn has one. It's an all seeing stone. And so he can put it on his sword. And then he's stalking because now it's not him fighting a bad guy
He has free time.
It's the real world. So he's talking to his son, trying to help him with the lady. And he's like, ask her if she likes cord nuts. He goes, what do you mean? He's like, dude, I've had many women and many troll women and many dragon women and elven women.
Oh my
I've
God.
Had many women. I'm telling you. And he straight up goes, and I say it out loud before he does, I go, because bitches love them corn nuts. And he goes, because bitches love them corn nuts. And sure as shit, he's in school. He's trying to talk to her. They're having an awkward teenage moment. He goes, hey, do you like corn nuts? And she's like, I love corn nuts. Do you have some? And he goes, well, no, but I just, you like water too, right? Like, it's so socially awkward.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And then he asks his dad, he's like, how'd you know? And he's like, I just, you know, I know things. He goes, really? You have the stone? You're using the stone? You're stalking this girl? Yeah. And it's a whole spiel him stalking people. And then he sees himself and he's got a bald spot. He goes, oh, he goes, whatever. My hair still looks great. It's fun the way comedy is.
Okay.
It's if the show was at the end of the first season, you would be mad you missed it. That's how it's like Rick and Morty clever. But instead of science, it's
okay.
Dragons.
So I before Workaholics or after Workaholics, I was going to say Rick and Morty because I have
love fucking Rick and Morty.
I'm like on the fourth. I'm on the fourth episode.
So you just started?
No. Yeah. And the thing is like twisty. I can't. Okay.
Mm-mm.
I can't. Every time he goes, every time he like goes, hey, Morty,
yeah.
I laugh so goddamn hard. I don't know how I could get through a fucking episode.
I thought he was just drunk for that episode for the pilot.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was part, like, yeah, that's like, just him being drunk. No. But that's the character. He is obliterated at all times. Like, wait till you get to Swifty.
Oh, yeah.
Swifty?
Swifty.
What episode is this? Do you guys remember?
No, but I bought a shirt. One. And it says, it's time to get Swifty.
When you see it, you're going to go, motherfucker. It's so, because it's playing on what it is, and I won't ruin it.
All right,
but it's playing on it in such a way that you're going to be like, oh!
The Purge episode's also really
good. The Purge. Oh, yeah. Purge?
Every episode is good.
Okay. Yeah.
It's such a good.
Yeah.
Watch more.
Because I think the last one I watched was the Christmas one. Where, like, they're all on their phones at the very end, and he's like, what the fuck, people? Like,
wait till you get to the one where Rick builds a robot, and he goes, what is my purpose, master? And he goes, to exist. And he's like, that's it? Yeah, you mean nothing. And brushes him off, and then he rolls away, depressed. He made the robot because he felt bad that he wanted something else to feel miserable. That's how he doesn't get better. But you guys seen it season 2, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right? Like, the end? It's Doctor Who. It's Doctor Who level feels by the end of season 2.
Yeah.
I've only watched one episode of Doctor Who.
What's that like, to be wrong?
Well, it was the Blink episode.
The first... So you only watched that what?
Because I...
No, okay. I genuinely need to know why you can only... episodes to not watch after.
I think what I did was I started wrong. And I watched the first episode of the first season ever of Doctor Who, and it was all British.
So the original, like the 60s black and white?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And I was like, why is this a fucking craze?
That's really hard to watch.
That's hard to
watch. You gotta jump.
But then I heard from my friend John, he's like, watch Blink. And it's, holy shit.
Yeah, no, it's heavy as fuck.
Those fucking statues scared the living shit out of me. And I'm like, this is a fucking TV show.
Have you ever seen the meme? Yeah. Of the guy going, so I used my friend's laptop today, and you know how you can do the scrolling wallpaper?
Yeah.
It's the weeping angel standing in the background like this.
Oh, no.
And then the other image is the angel doing this. It's the one like that.
Stop it.
But it's just the two images, so it cycles. So he goes, so I'm on the browser, and the angel is like this.
Oh, no.
He closes the browser, and the angel's like this. I would have freaked. Because you're like, oh, God, the angels. Yeah, no, because you're terrified. No, but if that did it for you, you're missing the silence where, see, right? Or did you miss the silence?
No, the silence is good.
No, but then you don't know because that feeling of like, wait, what was I doing? You know, you walk into a freezer or whatever. And you're like, why was I? What was that? They're the silence. They're a species that the moment you don't see them.
Wait, are they the fucking like deja vu shit? Or is it like.
No. When you forget something.
Like you forget, like you're walking and you're like, why am I going this way?
Yeah.
It's the silence. Their face is so terrifying.
Don't say anything.
They're so terrifying. But you need to watch them. Then there's the Ood, who are like Cthulhu. They're like an army of like slavish Cthulhus.
Okay, all right, well, okay.
Just watch it.
I want to ask you about Cthulhu.
Okay.
Okay.
Our great Dark Lord.
I only know probably the most minimal amount I need to know about Cthulhu to understand why you like him so much, but I still have those doubts. Like, why is Cthulhu a thing?
As a whole?
Yes.
Or, like, why do I like him?
Yes. No, okay.
Or both.
But see, okay, I know that you're not like most people, but I want to know what your take is on Cthulhu.
I was going to go, but then I'm like, I do like things for different reasons, for whatever reason.
Where does Cthulhu come from? Is it a thing?
Okay, so H.P. Lovecraft was a douchebag xenophobe who is basically just a neurotic curmudgeon. He is an uptight, whiny
piece of shit.
Fucking
I love
asshole.
That word.
curmudgeon. But that is what he was.
Yeah.
And he was a racist fuck too.
Oh.
He was a shitty human being.
Was this like 1800s or was
no,
this
1920s ish is when his stuff started. Yeah,
okay.
His stuff started getting published in Weird Tales magazines. His short stories, it's a pulp comic. Oh yeah, that's how it was all released. Yeah, no, all
right.
And so that's what he started with. So when they would come out, it would be done almost like as a newsletter of like, these are reports of coming in. That's why they have like almost a first person tale of I'm writing this down on my deathbed.
Yeah.
And then it would be sent in. So you're reading it the way you would read the cheers and jeers in The Inlander. And you love John Carpenter, right? Like John Carpenter's The Thing, yes. Right? Lovecraft. The so Thing great. Is so wholeheartedly great. Mountains of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're like that. Everything about it is Lovecraft. Every trope that you know is that you're like, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Lovecraft. My cat's name is Lovecraft because Meow. Of the cats of Ular and Meow. The rats in the walls from two big stories that and Lovecraft had a cat.
Yeah.
A cat, one of the cat's names in The Rats in the Walls was called Nigger Boy. Because keep in mind at this time, this was commonplace totally dialogue. Acceptable. Yeah. No, this is at a time when this was acceptable.
Sometimes I hate humans. Seriously.
Yeah, but it's also in terms of cultural context. It was a black cat. I have a black cat. I'm not going to call my cat Nigger Boy.
No,
so you call him Lovecraft.
So I call
instead.
Him Lovecraft
yeah.
because Lovecraft had an affinity for black cats. He felt that cats.
My boss had a black sheep named Jemima.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
That is really fucked up.
But the reason why I enjoy Lovecraft stuff is that it's things don't scare me. Yes, E.T. is truly terrifying, and I don't get how people can deal with it.
Because he's adorable.
It's terrifying. But things don't scare me, and they don't. It's so terrifying.
That's so great. I can make him fucking lift off his earphones.
I don't like
it.
It makes my
skin.
That's
so great.
So, because his niece is all cute and adorable, and Elliot, and she was Elliot for Halloween, that's still not adorable.
Like it,
and he
makes it feel like he's behind me, and I want to like scream and cry and attach myself to the ceiling.
I have an ET Funko Pop.
That's those aren't things you like brag about.
And
that's,
I have
like,
an ET stuffed animal.
That's great.
I have
so
an ET stuffy from
that's great.
From Universal
is it,
Studios.
Is it his neck that creeps you out?
It's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing.
The eyes, the mouth, the voice, everything.
Everything.
How
anyway,
he has no fucking genitals and shit.
Anyway, that's not weird. Because I expect that with alien species.
He's so smushy.
Does he reproduce with a fucking finger?
I don't know. Ask fucking Elliot.
E.T. touched me in the wrong way.
Not our tiny human Elliot.
No, not your Elliot. No.
The other Elliot.
No, but the reason why like, the I love Elliot. Lovecraft is there nothing really scary. Ghost stories don't scary. Ah. Scary movies don't do it for me. There's no...
Yeah, no.
I'm not like, oh, they don't get me. But for whatever reason, when you listen to the stories...
Hello.
That was loud.
Sorry.
You're fine.
You guys won't hear it, but that was there was a chime.
Chime, bitches.
Update chime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Access file is unwanted.
Yeah.
You broke it.
Harmful programming is trying to eat my computer.
How dare you, how it break.
But for me, my love of Lovecraft and the Cthulhu mythos is... but built this world that lets you get immersed in this environment that's very much like an old comic book.
Okay.
In terms of continuity and
I am so jealous right now. They got popsicles and shit. And I'm like, where's my popsicle?
We are like parenting of the year right now.
Yeah.
This is their third popsicle. They've had three bags of candy, brownies.
Kathy, to be fair, it's Saturday. There's no school tomorrow. It's gonna be fine. I wouldn't even worry about it.
And Teen Titans go.
Bye, Ellie.
Woo! Teen Titans go.
Bye, Jackson.
Yay.
We love you.
What? He was talking to the kids.
Yeah. I'm talking to the kids to the microphone.
Because
fucking weird.
Podcast Universe loves our kids.
Yeah.
So it's a comic world that Cthulhu can make.
But it's not. Well, no, it's that, like. So the whole thing with Cthulhu is that you never, other than in The Call of Cthulhu, when he's first mentioned, he does not play a truly proactive role in the arcs. Only one time in the original HP works is Cthulhu a can't even say that. He is a presence. Because, you know what he looks like.
It's a presence.
He's dead.
Okay.
He lives in the castled city of Relia at the bottom of the Marianas Trench.
Jesus.
Okay? And he can project himself to the surface world through dreams. The more people think about him,
Freaking Freddy Krueger and shit.
Kind of, but pre-Freddy Krueger. Well, you know, you listen to American Gods, right?
No.
Do you know of American Gods? the book?
No, not really.
The premise is that all gods exist in the world. They always have, based on the influence that people give them. So the
also
more beliefs,
like Jesus, Buddha,
yeah, they
fucking
all
everyone,
of them exist
like
based on the
Muhammad.
Individual's belief.
Okay.
So even like old gods, so Norse gods, like Greek gods, Egyptian gods, all
methodical
exist
shit. Yeah.
Are all still around, okay, trying to cope with the world. Whereas Cthulhu literally gets his tendrils into your brains, and if it
that's
doesn't drive you
word,
mad,
fucking tendrils.
No, that's what it. He mm-hmm. digs it. They go into your brain, and all you do, you start. You're like, no, I'm stronger than this, and that's what he wants. You fighting makes him stronger, and then by the end, it's Cthulhu Flatagon, and you will kneel and do all things for Cthulhu. And the more people talk about him, the more he's out there, the stronger he becomes.
Yeah.
That the world will be destroyed in a flood. But the part that makes it like disturbing with Cthulhu is that, one, he's not even the Grand Poobah by any means. That's Azathoth.
No.
He's the blind idiot god who decided to create the universe because he had a dream. It was like he's asleep. He dreamed of the universe in existence.
Okay.
His minions keep him asleep because the moment he wakes up, all existence is gone. Their version, like the Cthulhu mythos version of Hera, where if like
we're Cthulhu's dream, basically.
We're Azathoth's dream.
Cthulhu
is an avatar of Azathoth that lives on Earth.
Jesus.
As the prime deity. Like all he's like, all gods are real, but I am the one true god. He can out-god your gods. That's his power, his presence. The way the details of the stories are done, there's like there's Yig, the thousand-headed goat with a million young. Like, that's their Hera. That's their Aphrodite, their queen female god.
Yeah.
But it's not a beautiful woman. It's a terrifying
goat.
Mental image of this multi-headed goat with a bunch of teats with small nubby legs that breed constantly because they consume.
Ooh.
That's why goats look the way they do and they consume the way they do, because they are the spawn of this.
Those eyes,
this god,
fucking
and it's
eyes.
Terrifying because they're square, and you're like, you're powered by the old Dark Lord.
Fuck that shit.
Because they are. That's the whole. It's that he paints a world that's the real world, where these things exist. Like around the time all his stuff was coming out, they were discovering Pluto. Pluto is the planet that's their home world in his mythos. So when people started talking about Pluto, they were like, if you start talking about these things, you're acknowledging them, they become stronger. The world becomes darker. You like the global warming, you could argue, is his plan. It's the long game of Cthulhu, because once the world is flooded, there's nowhere to run. Because he prefers the water. So as things flood, there's less land.
Yeah.
And Kevin Costner's water world is ruled by the Dark Lord Cthulhu. That's literally what it becomes. Only no Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
So his stories were written between 1908 and 1923.
Yeah.
Is when he wrote his short stories for Weird Tales of magazine.
And they are just, and they're all on the Audible. Like, do the Necronomicon. Play that, and you will get, it's all his original works. And then the book one and book two of Cthulhu are modern works. His stuff was all, what's the word? Oh, not open source, but he didn't not patent it, but
copyright.
Yeah, he didn't do a copyright, but it's doing something.
Yeah.
But he didn't copyright anything, so any story you write inherently is part of Cthulhu canon, like it's part of his mythos, because he wanted people to enjoy it. There's one with Houdini that Houdini took part in. He's the main character of one of his stories, and you find that all the Egyptian gods were real gods.
Okay.
That were spawns of Cthulhu and his people. And it's just this deep, engrossing mythos. There's one on the Book of Cthulhu 2 that was a modern story called How the World Ends Again, where it's this Resident Evil extinction, the one with all the flying bats, the raven bat birds and fire, that universe. But instead of it being desert, it's constantly raining. And it's about this guy telling you how the people were trying to survive, and him and this pregnant lady are the last two survivors that he knows of, and they've been hiding in this cave, and they're essentially in the middle of the United States. And if the Cthulhu or the Shoggoth, which are just amorphous blobs, that they are the Blob, like the old movie The Blob, is based off of the Shoggoth. It's constantly shifting and forming, and it melts, it consumes like acid, and it devours things as it rolls across it. So everything behind it is dead, no matter what.
Yeah.
And they're hiding in this cave, and he has a CB radio, and the lady ends up, she's pregnant. They survive the 6 months that, from the 3 months she was already pregnant. She gives birth, and it's Cthulhu. It's all Cthulhu. Like, she burst open alien style. It's a baby Cthulhu. Fuck. He blows its brains out after it says Cthulhu. and it starts eating her. Like, its tentacles over the mom, eating the mom. And it just goes, Cthulhu. And he blows his brains out. And he's like, ah, fuck that noise. And kills it. He tries to survive as long as he can. He's playing with the CB radio. It's raining. It's chaos outside. But essentially, he is the last man on Earth in his mind. He's ready to blow his brains out. And he's messing with his CB radio, and it finally picks up non-static. And he goes, hello, is anyone there? I need to know that someone else is out there.
Yeah,
and all it says is Cthulhu.
Oh, shit.
And he walks outside, and he drops the gun, and he takes in the rain and becomes one of his minions. And it's, you listen to this story, though, and it's so dark, and it's unsettling in a way that movies, books, on anything else do not get me. The way this mythos pulls me in.
It's not giving up, but it's like giving in.
Yeah. You know, it is. Justin is insane and listens to the audiobooks when he's going to sleep. I am a rational human being. I'm all rational. I don't do superstitions or anything, but I know my imagination. I could not do that. And when you listen to even some of those stories, to be like, I'm going to listen to these stories while I'm going to sleep, is like, let's go do heroin.
Does he not fully comprehend what that shit is?
But he wants to experience that universe because he likes it the way I do. I got into it through an open source podcast.
Okay.
And it was a few short stories that HP had done. And then I'm like, these are amazing. Boom. Yeah. And we got the books. And then Justin was into it. And that's all we listened to at all. Like, I would try to find all of his stuff and then all modern works. Like, they're all on there. Yeah. Just don't listen to him when you're trying to go to bed.
Yeah.
It's really
next
unsettling.
Week on Why Do We Hang Out, how does Justin sleep at night?
Yeah. Seriously. No, because I can't. Like, when you listen
probably,
to some of the stories,
well,
you
the
can't.
Fact that the kid doesn't
Jacob,
sleep.
Jacob, you need to write that shit down. For next week, so go episode 65, ask Justin if he's here, which I hope to God he is.
How does he sleep at night?
Thank you.
No, because even I asked him, I was like, because he listens to Mountains of Madness all the time, because it's an amazing one. You need to listen to Mountains of Madness. So good.
You need to write this shit down.
Oh, no,
there's
all,
like so
no,
many things I need to listen to.
No, it's just in the Audible. Just do Necronomicon.
Okay.
That's what? The only
one
you need. Yeah.
Flat out. Okay.
Necronomicon, and it is literally 21 hours of all of his works. It's every story he did.
21 hours.
It's so fucking fantastic.
Rebooted. What does that mean?
Wow.
He's talking about Teen Titans. They got rebooted.
Yes.
Because, what's his face? The
not
TV guy.
McMixleplick?
No.
No, the TV guy.
Oh,
God,
I know the guy. I watched the episode. I know the episode they're talking about.
Yeah.
Where they go back to the old Teen Titans.
Yeah,
it's
the
so
one
good.
Episode I've seen.
They,
and I'm like,
well,
that's actually
they,
really
they
good.
Just before they go back, they reboot. He comes in and says he's going to reboot them and introduces
it's
them. It's called The Fourth Wall. Like, he introduces them to The Fourth Wall.
Yeah.
And they realize they're a TV show.
Yeah, they're a TV show in their own universe.
In their own TV
of
show.
Of the Teen Titans show, which I was like,
and so then
that's
he shows them.
Fuck.
He shows them the old Teen Titans, and they're all like, just like dumbfounded that
it's
they're
amazeballs.
So cool.
That
and,
show was amazing.
Amazeballs.
Yeah, and they're all like, and you stopped it, and you can't. Anyway, and then they reboot them all to look just like the old ones, even though it's all the new ones.
Yeah.
And,
they do the same on Brave and Bold. You watched all of Brave and Bold, right?
I have not.
You need to watch it. They do the same thing with Batmite. Batmite wants to change it, and then he gets the show canceled. He's why Brave and Bold gets canceled. And he's like, Ambush Bug shows up. He goes, you canceled the show.
Yeah.
You're why the show got canceled. He goes, no, I loved it. I want all those things. He goes, no, because sometimes things need to an end. And you're just like,
They do the same thing on Supernatural, too. Where...
Don't shut up. I'm only on season 1, episode 6.
I'm
finally getting into Supernatural. Shut
high
up.
High five! High five!
Finally. So don't say nothing.
Okay. They do
so
same
I
thing
need
on
to
Supernatural.
Watch Supernatural and
apparently
yes.
H.P. Lovecraft plays a part in it. Like, he's a character. Like, some of his stuff in, like, season 2 or 3, I guess. That's what PJ was saying.
In his depressing
Just shut
way.
Up. Just shut up.
I don't
shut
remember.
Up. Shut up. Shut
because
up.
I'm
well, at least you're getting
we're
into
on season
it.
Like 5.
Well, I need
no, we're in 7.
Well, because I needed a new
Shut
needed
up,
a new
Jacob.
Episodic show to watch that I because apparently future reference as your kids get older, and this will be when you, like, you're a dad.
Okay.
Introduce your kids to all the shit you like. But remember, you need to save some of them for you. Because if you don't, you're going to get an asshole like mine who goes, and I quote, "Are you trying to watch Star Trek Next Generation? Yeah? Without me?
Oh, shit.
Yeah? I can do that."
Dude, epic.
And he goes, he was jumping down the stairs.
Yeah. Okay. More popsicles?
No, you don't need another. You just had two or three. I can't count.
How do you have a sad face after having that many popsicles? No child.
No, honey, no
planet.
More.
So
it's Elliot. She's like,
no.
Jack, go ask mommies if we can have more popsicles. That's totally what it is, because she's
probably
putting that idea in his
head. But I imagine you guys are trying to introduce the kids to the shows you watch, right?
Yeah, we tried to introduce them to freaking Mario Brothers.
And they weren't having it?
You gotta get hooked on the Brothers, and it was just nothing.
It was the Batman animated series, right?
Nothing. We tried Batman, but Batman's too scary. Yeah. They're four.
Brave and Bold. It should still be on
this
Netflix.
Doesn't matter. It's scary.
So
it's scary.
Far, yeah. I've tried Powerpuff Girls, but then she got... Bored.
Jack says, "Mommy, I don't like Powerpuff Girls."
But sometimes we can get her to watch the new Powerpuff Girls.
Have you guys tried Animaniacs? Kale is all about Animaniacs.
We tried, and they looked at us like we were nuts.
Kale was like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "It's Animaniacs." And he is like, "He loves."
We tried
Animaniacs.
Nope.
In the best of ways. Like,
my children don't like to be entertained. They want to learn, and so they're like, "No."
See, that's what it ends up being.
If, put it back.
If it's not Star Trek Next Generation,
yeah.
Which I cannot watch without Kale. And I'm like, bitch, I want to fucking watch Star Trek. I can't watch it. And he goes,
and you can't have a clear conscience when you do watch it.
A really good episode, when season 3 to 4, when Picard gets kidnapped by the Borg, Best of Both Worlds, part 1 and part 2, I was like, I can't wait to watch this. Who had to go to fucking school? Kale. So I'm like, of course I'm going to fucking watch the fucking episode of the show. Whatever. And then he's like, and when it's done, we'll watch DS9. And I'm like, I don't want to watch DS9. No one wants to watch DS9.
Wait, what the fuck is DS9?
Deep Space Nine. Star
Deep
Trek.
Space Nine.
It's fucking weird. It was the writers, like a third of them got into like Scientology towards like the latter half of
the
show.
So it's weird.
So it starts off really strong.
Whole bunch
but then
Tom
it gets
Cruise
like,
everywhere.
Yeah, it does. It gets weird metaphysically religion-y. And you're like, oh, this show's going to fucking blow. And it does by the end. And it just sucks. But the only one that really matters is Voyager, because that's the best one.
Yeah.
And that's the one that I got him on initially.
Wasn't that like the first one to be on Netflix, Voyager?
Voyager was. And then after that, they did TOS, then TNG, and then DS9.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Enterprise, and no one cares, because Enterprise is dumb.
It's been forever since I've watched any Star Trek.
I fucking love Star Trek. But I
used to watch it as a kid, but I've never watched it.
And that was the
since.
Thing. Like, I watched episodes of the original Next Generation and DS9 as a kid.
Yeah.
But as I was growing, the one that my dad and I watched was Voyager. So I was like, yeah. And then so that's what I started Kale with. And then now we're going back, and I can't watch it amongst all the other shows, except for I can watch Supernatural. That's the one show. I can't rewatch Cosmos. I can't watch the space race between the United States
Cosmos
and Russia.
Is so great.
There are so many awesome shows that we
watch. Magic School Bus.
We do watch
Magic School Bus.
The Magic School Bus.
Right, that's Kale fell into that. Bill Nye, try that. Kale fell down that rabbit hole of Bill Nye. Won't do Bill Nye?
No. They're like, okay, whatever.
Wow.
I'm like,
Kale loves
suck.
Bill Nye.
They do
you
like
know
Magic
Bill
Nye's
School doing a rehashing of it.
Oh,
I'm so
Bill
excited.
Nye is amazing.
Another one, the one that I got Kale on that ended up not being bad was Max Steel. It's a cartoon on Netflix that they're just now
and they're
making
a movie too, aren't they?
Because we were wondering why they didn't do a season 3.
Yeah.
It's not the best animated show by any stretch of the imagination, but it is certainly one. Hang out with Kale, like that was our we're gonna watch a couple episodes with dinner that I could tolerate. But then, like, as it's going, you're like, this actually isn't half fucking bad. It's episodic, but it's good. It's got a overarching story plot. I'm liking it. Then they just end with season 2, and you're like, what the fuck, guys? And then Justin's like, oh, hey, they're making a movie. And I thought it was a fan-made trailer, and it was, like, a real one. Yeah. And Kale and I were like, what? That's balls. And then we were going to go see it this weekend, but then Dad has them all weekend. So I'm like, all right. We're going to go see Max Steel.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's cool. But yeah, no, future kid reference. Don't let them see the shit you like. Because you're not going to watch shit. Because I don't like watching stupid kid shows, like the dub ones.
Yeah.
And so we don't watch those.
No.
But I got so tired of Sprout on my TV when I had cable that when we moved and I was like, no cable, was no Sprout. And And
just wants to
hallelujah.
Child.
I don't know what I would do without Sprout most days.
No, because
actually
initially,
they really don't care anymore about Sprout.
Yeah, no, because it's
Disney Junior.
Yeah,
we don't even do that.
It's got to be like a whole episodics, no commercials.
We literally DVR or watch shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Atticus has like 4. Jack has like 2. All he wants to watch right now is fucking Teen Titans Go.
Teen Titans Go!
It's so terrible.
Okay, so I'm going to have to admit that I've been watching Gotham and this new season 3.
And you don't like it.
I've tried so hard to watch this show.
Is it still bad?
It got worse.
Yeah, that's all I've heard is that Gotham.
It
just
got worse.
Like, I started Gotham.
Doesn't like it at all.
Season 1 was okay. I was like, okay.
I tried.
But it has that one guy from the OC, so it should be awesome.
I mean, I like...
That is not a bad
I like... No. I like the Riddler, and I like Penguin. Like, the, you know, the skinny
they
Penguin.
They
could have
just done a
it
show
was
called
like,
Villains,
like,
and it would have been amazing.
Right? Yeah, but they should have just skipped the whole kind
this season, they introduced the Court of Owls, and I seriously...
It would work... Only
no,
but I'm saying if you wanted to introduce it as when you into their arc, it's the long game of the 52.
Yeah,
that's why when I saw that, I'm like, that can either make or break the show,
and it does.
And I would be like, and it probably would break the show. They're like, we got to do something. They failed. Just know that as shitty as that show is, it's still a better idea than Krypton. Because that's such a stupid.
You know we're gonna watch
it,
right?
Oh God. Well,
I mean.
I'm gonna give it the pilot.
Yeah.
Do you watch Supergirl? Anyone here watch Supergirl?
No.
I listened to Kevin Smith, and he said episode 7 was when it really started.
No,
to
it
kick off.
You give it halfway through the series run. We watched all of them, and you got to get about halfway through the first season to where you're like, okay, because it is very much a villain of the week. They make a joke about it, going, oh, so what do we have to fight this week? They make those kind of jokes, like, and because they make fun of themselves,
Makes
it a little better.
It kind of does, but not
it's
in
not
a,
so
like,
seriously.
Yeah, it's not, it's one of those, like, it's better than Arrow, but it's not as good as Flash.
Yeah.
If, like, that's where
Flash is, like, the top standard. And then
if Flash is
the
standard, it would go Flash, Supergirl, Legends, Arrow, in that.
I forgot about, never mind. Sorry.
No, I think I got
my
them all,
problem.
Right?
My problem with trying to get into Supergirl is the girl that was in Supergirl was in Glee, so I just
don't
I,
stop.
I'm,
that's
I'm,
not
I'm
a
just,
thing.
I'm
don't.
Gonna,
that's
I'm,
not an actual
I'm just gonna
thing.
Wait for her to bust out and start singing some
no,
new song.
That's not an actual thing. That's no.
It is a
no,
thing.
That can't be a
it
thing.
It is a thing because that's when I stopped watching Glee because I'm like, this new class sucks.
See, that's the thing. I can't. I can get into any movie, to any fucking show, but it's when it's a musical.
No.
All I think about is Glee.
Not do it. When they start doing a dialogue like, hello,
see,
my name is...
See, and that's...
No.
As funny
I
you should
punch
say
punch
that
it
because Pied Piper plays a role in a Supergirl Flash crossover episode
Pied Piper?
That's gonna be a musical.
Yes! I like musicals. Not
he's going
lie.
To make this stuff a thing that it's a real thing he can do. As a thing, were they going?
Isn't there a musical Supernatural episode?
Yes,
that,
yes,
that
there
one's really
is.
Good.
Which season and which episode, so I could skip it?
No, it's really good.
No,
it's...
you cannot skip any Supernatural. I will punch you in your nuts.
Wow!
That
just
dark,
got
real
dark.
Goddamn quick.
I like my nuts; they're like mine.
Yeah,
shit.
Well, that's
good to know.
I don't have enough time to watch all this TV, so.
But apparently, Pied Piper is going to do the Supergirl Flash crossover.
Alright.
And the only one that's not getting a crossover with Supergirl is Arrow. Because
why?
Because Arrow's stupid. And Supergirl can go in and any problem Arrow has. It's the same reason Superman stays away from Gotham. Gotham would be perfect if Superman spent 48 hours there. And that's stretching
it. That's actually kind of true.
Probably true.
Like,
yeah.
He would just go, better prison than Arkham. Done?
Done?
Built?
Yeah.
Ready to
like,
go?
Fix Arkham and you're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, like... Superman, he goes, saved it, bye.
Arkham and Blackgate, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, this shows that they're going to do a crossover into Arrow with Supergirl.
Are they? Because I saw that they weren't.
Everybody's going to go visit Arrow. Actually, Arrow goes
are.
And visit everybody.
It says it happened in 2016, so.
It's
thank
gotta
you,
be,
IMDb. Right?
It's got to be set. So it's got to be for this season. So it's probably going to be, it was what? No, because that'll be the. It'll probably be the mid. No, it's not Arrow as the crossover. It's the League. They're doing the whole arcing end of mid season is a crossover of all of them. It's going to be 17 superheroes on screen. That's what it is.
That's
so
right.
It will have the Arrow portion of the episode, okay. But as they did Brave and Bold with Flash and Arrow, World's Finest with Superman or Supergirl and Flash, it's called World's Finest and they race. Oh my God. And when you're like, amazing. Oh, they do it. Yo, it is. Oh. And they even make the joke because Supergirl has always been faster than Superman.
Yeah.
Even in comics. Like that's the yep. one thing for whatever
that's
reason
the one
she's
thing
had.
She got.
So when she's racing Flash, she's like, you know, I did let you win. He goes, fastest man alive. And she's like,
man.
Kryptonian. Boom! And bolts. And he's like, bitch! And they do their whole thing. And you're yeah. like, and that episode with the two of them, as Kevin describes it, is they just need to be adorable and have ice cream together. You watch that part and you're like, I am so gay.
Right?
I am way gay right now because and it's early in Flash, so he's like full of hope and optimism, and he hasn't yeah. changed the timeline like 7 times, and he's not like, woe is me, almost Arrow gritty. He's like, I'm happy and chipper. And you're like, oh, it's when Barry Aww. Was happy and his dad was alive.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Go Barry. But now you watch Flash and you're like, well, I'm going to go slit my wrist. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
seriously.
It's been a while since I've watched her Flash. Yeah. Well,
they just put Flash. Season 2 on Netflix. So
I don't even know where we are.
Yeah, you guys should get on it.
We're so far.
Season 2.
Hey, we're still trying to catch up on Game of Thrones.
I still have not watched a single episode.
Holy balls,
that's how I've watched everything else.
Game of Thrones.
We're almost one. Done. Almost. And then we started it is. And then we started watching Speechless, which by the way, that is amazing. If you ever wanted like just a small glimpse into the world of my life, we're not quite there yet, but oh god,
it's
great.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. It just started. They've only had like 2 episodes or something.
I'll see if it's on the Hulu, because that's Speechless. Where all the like the fall shows.
Yeah,
they dump at least the pilot on there.
Yeah, so. Watch Speechless. It's great.
Did anyone watch the Lethal Weapon pilot?
No.
My mom and dad absolutely love it because it's so fucking stupid.
Is it dumb?
Because
it's Damon Wayans.
No, expecting it to be dumb.
They agree that it has to be so fucking stupid without Mel Gibson and Danny Glover that
like
they
the only way to make it work
is the only way to make it
okay,
work.
Okay, because yeah. it's on Netflix or on Hulu, and I kind of want to watch it because I love the Lethal Weapon movies. Yeah. But then I have to remember it's not the Lethal Weapon movies; it's a show.
It's
called
yeah.
Lethal Weapon.
It's a wannabe.
But then I'd remember that Hawaii 5-0. The new one has like 5-6 seasons and it's going strong.
So, yeah.
And
but
Miami Vice,
like it,
the other one was, they did a reasonably good movie
yeah.
with Jamie Foxx. Like, that's where I'm like, maybe?
I liked old Miami Vice.
I would give it 3 episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my MO. Like, if you want to give a season.
I kind of want to see it, but then at the same time, I'm kind of like, Like, I don't want to watch it and then be sad that I wasted 23 minutes.
Yeah.
We've been watching American Horror Story.
I have heard great things, but then I heard that one of the seasons had aliens, and I don't like those. Aliens.
No.
That's season 2.
I love.
Two.
Don't say anything for American Horror Story because I watched the first episode of season 6. I wanted to punch something really, really. I don't get that whole documentary like where someone sits in and be like, "Oh, this is what happened, and this is supposed to be scary."
Oh, we're not on season 6.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of
those. Also, like,
don't
the Blair
watch
Witch.
Season 6.
So,
it's stupid.
So is it kind of like almost a Blair Witch real world setup?
It's like Ghost Hunter.
Ugh.
And it's bad That's for season. Dumb. But my favorite season is American Horror Story Hotel. It's, okay, one of my favorite, like,
horror.
my whole thing about horror is The Shining. The Shining is my top level best thriller / horror movie. Jack Nicholson. Oh, my God. And American Horror Story Hotel fucking plays on everything. And you're just like, the look.
I still have not seen a single episode.
It has a Kubrick feel to it. And you're like, fuck
You could watch season 1 and skip straight into 3 because none of the seasons correlate until there's been speculation that 6 is going to start.
Yeah, 6 is
going to
time
them all together. Because when I'm at stores, like the all the people that work in the stores and stuff talk about their shows or whatever it was like from the night
That's
before.
That's what everybody
does. Yeah, and they were talking about how one of the recent episodes of American Horror Story Season 6, they tie in that where they're like, it made a whole previous season make more sense. All because of one conversation that Lady Gaga has,
yeah.
like
yeah.
as her character, like where her whole thing comes from and the correlation it makes is like a holy shit stars above.
Yeah.
No, I hate Lady Gaga, but when I watched her in American Horror Story Hotel,
yeah.
I was like,
like they were saying it was almost like a Doctor Who level of a series correlation where you're like, oh, holy shit. This doesn't over-arc three seasons later. They literally, one line explains an entire season and it makes you go back.
Exactly. Because
Doctor Who has that with this thing called The Face Abode, that when you find out all these things, because you're like, what the fuck? It's a giant floating head in a jar.
Yep.
It's a sentient head in a jar. When you find out who this sentient head in a jar is, isn't for another three seasons, and you meet him during different periods of time. And when you, so when you like, you find out what it is, you're like, wait, so that means, oh, and it's one of those moments.
Okay.
And that's how they described American Horror Story, that what it does now makes you want to go back and rewatch it because of the level of depth that was there.
Yeah.
I know. Continuity, I thought Asylum was completely boring for like half the season.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Asylum was for
I'm
me.
I am so fucking bored with this show. I almost want to stop watching.
How many episodes did you get into Asylum?
We watched the whole season.
Really?
Yeah.
And okay. I was completely, I'm just like.
So the next one would be a Coven.
Coven.
Yeah. I'm digging Coven.
The Witches is really Coven's, fun.
Yeah.
So Freak
Show, not so much.
Asylum.
Then I won't watch it.
Yeah, that's season two. You can skip it.
Yeah, I'll skip it.
My
Justin
favorite...
was like, there's aliens, and I'm like, well, then I'm out.
Well, then, I mean, there, it's, it was weird.
Are they the Greys with the eyes?
Yeah.
Then I'm good. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I just won't blink for the rest of my life. No, I don't like them.
No, because like the first season is a haunted house, like ghost
first
story.
First season was awesome.
Yeah,
I
it's good.
First season.
Second is Asylum. Third is like the witches,
Coven.
The coven.
Coven.
Fourth is the Freak Show, which was not my favorite.
I was told Freak Show was the most stupidest season ever.
It's okay, but for me, it's Hotel
from
is
the,
like
from the way
hands
the show's
down,
been
is
described
amazing.
Is that like you were saying like how Hotel is like very Kubrick feel to
yeah.
it. Is that each season plays on a classic trope?
Yeah.
Crank
a little
to
bit.
12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just a classic style crank to 12.
Yep.
Here you go.
In your face.
Yeah. Just that style. So it allows them to experiment
with the same actors
throughout
in different
the whole
roles.
Season. Yeah.
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 So.
And that really confuses me sometimes because, like, I think back and I'm like, you want to relate these characters, but it's like, you can't. They're just the same actor.
Yeah.
Just the same actor, not the same character.
Do any of you guys have Amazon Prime?
I do.
Yes.
Okay, Doctor Who is all on there, so if you do need another show to not get into, do it. This is what I was told, so I have to tell you.
Okay.
Make it through season one.
Okay.
The Ninth Doctor.
Please.
He's a great doctor.
Okay.
But the budget for the show wasn't there. But I
see.
Assure
I don't care about the budget. I just want the writing. I want that story.
Then you will love season the first season with the Ninth Doctor. Because you meet the Face Abode, you meet all of these characters that when you see them later on, you're like, oh my god, those are amazeballs.
Yeah.
But the show you need to check out is The Man in the High Castle. It's off an old Philip K. Dick book about a world where if the Axis won World War II, where Einstein doesn't leave, he stays and they drop a nuke on DC and the island of Manhattan.
Oh.
And so we lose World War II. So Japan gets the East Coast, Germany gets the Japan gets West Coast.
Stories. Like
Germany
a
gets
certain
East,
point in the fence,
and then
it changes
yeah.
everything.
And then like the middle is just the Badlands of like just half-assed, not America land. And season two, they're kind of going the American Horror Story route with it. Is what if the assassination of Hitler happened, where he was at one of his rallies and a guy tried to assassinate him in 1939 in Munich. And and he aimed at Hitler, and he shot the guy to the right, killing him.
Ooh.
It's what if he didn't? That's the whole thing. So all the previews for it shows the show.
World War II never really happened.
It does.
But
what if
it
wasn't with Hitler?
What if it wasn't with Hitler?
Oh.
So you get this,
what if
like,
it was Trump?
No. No. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Twist. But no, but the whole premise of
Trump
season two.
Fuck.
Because the premise of the show is the original book was that it's about a book called The Grasshopper on High.
Yeah.
So the book, so it's like a meta book. It's a book that's written in our world.
Okay.
We won World War II. The book is about World War II being won by the Axis. In this book. The plot of the book is about a book called The Grasshopper on High, where the Allies won World War II, ooh, but it's a different modern outcome.
Okay.
It's like their take, the book's hypothetical take on said book is different than the world we live. So it's a book within
if we learn more technology through that war, we live in a different age.
Kind of. Well, yeah. And so what they do for the movie or for the show is that it's not a book. It's a reel. It's an old film reel of all of the fall, like the fall of Germany over World War II. And it's just called The Grasshopper on High.
Ooh.
So the whole run of the first season is them in this film reel instead of it being a book on The Grasshopper on High of the Nazis losing. Yeah. So they're like, wait, do we live in the real world or is that the real world? And you never find out. But the way it ends on such a twist that the new season is what if Hitler was not part of Nazi Germany? What is a hypothetical scenario of that? And so season three could be like if Japan decided to be the more dominant of the two powers. It's so fucking good. Like, it's almost enough for that one show to make me want to buy Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Like, it's that good. So if you don't have it, or you have it, or your parents have it, steal theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch Man of the High Castle.
All right, cool. Yeah. Sweet. It's good to
look forward to those wonderful TV notes.
Yeah.
Totally. About that damn dare time.
It is about that dare time.
All right.
I see a car coming. Do I hear a car?
Car?
Car.
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 Oh, hey, Jarrell. Car. Oh, wait.
Oh, no director.
No director.
Oh.
Hey, he's hockeying it up with the 4-year-old.
We're supposed to be mean to him. Nice to him. We got to make people hate him. That's the rules.
That's his wife. She's gonna make it be nice.
Fine, fair, whatever.
We got a cute 4-year-old who has to go for surgery. Yeah. So
he's lucky he's awesome and super cool and he's cool.
Right?
I'm just way jelly, as the kids say. That's what the kids say, jelly.
That's the term these days.
Jelly.
I hate children.
You don't hate children. You hate millennials.